Chapter 8, Devotional 2, Give the Advantage to Others. Live in covenant and put others first. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, we read, Let no one then seek his own good and advantage and profit, but rather each one of the other let him seek the welfare of his neighbor. In the business world, contracts and legal agreements are usually designed to take advantage, promote, and protect self-interest. They're not designed to give the advantage to the other party. The underlying motivation is fear and selfishness and a lack of trust in other men and God. Most contracts contain severe penalties for cancellation or breach of contract. The language and concepts are all worldly. In late 2011, God began to speak to me about my executive coaching practice and his desire to overhaul it and establish it according to kingdom thinking and principles. First, he gave me new tools to use to assist my clients as they renew their minds and establish an intimate relationship with God. Second, he called me to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in my client interactions and to allow the Spirit to lead my meetings and conversations. I began to see miraculous breakthroughs that surpassed anything I had ever seen before. Third, God told me to abandon my professional services agreement and create a new covenant agreement. The covenant agreement gives my clients the advantage and seeks to protect their interest at the expense of my own. When issues regarding time or money come up, I suspend the billing process, give more time than is required, work for free as I am Spirit-led to do so, and do whatever it takes to make it right to protect the relationship. I simply trust the Holy Spirit to speak and intervene with both of us at all times. He is in charge of the client engagement. I understand that my covenant agreement is with God first and then my client. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you today about your relationships, contracts, and agreements. Are you willing to enter into covenant with others and with God? Ask God to help you give the advantage to others. Lord, thank you for your covenant promises. Jesus, you always served others faithfully. Teach me to live in covenant, to be loving and compassionate, and to put others first. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.